All right, so we're diving into chapter 8 of Stephen Scott's Stop Sabotaging Your Best Life.
Okay.
And this chapter is called Mastering Fear and Uncertainty.
Right.
Now, Scott, he's spent like over 20 years
Yeah.
helping people just kind of unlock their potential.
Right.
And I feel like this chapter had some really great tools for doing just that.
It did.
So you want to master fear and uncertainty. I think we all do.
Yeah.
Let's unpack what Scott has to say.
Absolutely.
So he starts off
Yeah.
by acknowledging that, like, fear and uncertainty, they're just part of life,
Yeah.
especially, you know, when we're stepping outside of our comfort zones,
Yeah.
which
Right.
if you're not doing that, then what are you doing?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like they're a sign that you're on the right track, right?
Totally, yeah.
If you're not feeling any fear or uncertainty, maybe you're not pushing yourself enough.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, that feeling you get when you're about to go on a roller coaster
Oh, like.
and it's just like this mix of like nerves and excitement.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of what he's saying. Like, don't try to eliminate fear altogether.
Right.
It's more about learning to dance with it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about finding that balance,
Yeah.
you know, not letting it control you,
Yeah.
but also recognizing that it's there for a reason.
Yeah. And one of the first steps, I think, in that dance,
Yeah.
acknowledging and accepting the fear
Right. Oh.
instead of like resisting it.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed how, like,
Oh, yeah.
the more you try to push away a feeling,
Totally.
the stronger it becomes?
Yeah.
It's like trying to hold a beach ball underwater.
Oh,
You can
absolutely.
only keep it down for so long, right?
It pops up and it hits you in the face.
Exactly. And it usually comes back with even more force.
Yeah, I love that analogy. Scott really nails it with that one.
He does.
So he's saying, like,
Yeah.
instead of fighting it,
Right.
try to understand it. Like, what's causing it?
Yeah, what are you really afraid of?
Yeah, what are we really afraid of?
Yeah.
What is it?
And often, you know, when you really dig deep,
Yeah.
that fear is coming from, you know,
Yeah.
anxieties about the future.
Yes.
All those what if
Oh
thoughts.
my gosh, the what ifs,
Yeah.
those can spiral.
They can spiral out of control
Yeah.
and they can really paralyze you.
Yes.
But if we can, like,
Yeah.
shift our focus to the present moment, you know, to the things we can actually control,
Yeah.
to the actions we can take right now, the fear tends to loosen its grip a little bit.
So instead of getting lost in that
Magic.
maze of future anxieties,
Yeah.
what you're saying is we should be asking ourselves, what's one small step I can take today to move forward?
Precisely. It's
Right.
about taking action. Even
Yeah.
if it's a small action, it helps you feel like you're back in the driver's seat.
Totally. And that ties into, I think, another one of his key points,
Yeah.
which is challenging, right?
Yeah.
Those catastrophic thoughts that
Yes.
fear can just like trigger.
You know, our minds are really good
They're
at
just so good at it.
coming up with the worst case scenarios,
Yes.
right? Like, we can just imagine all the terrible
We're
things
experts in that.
that could possibly happen. But
Yeah.
Scott, he offers this strategy, right? He says, ask yourself, what's the most likely outcome?
Okay.
Not the worst case,
Right?
not the most disastrous,
Right.
the most probable
That
outcome.
is such a simple shift,
It
but
is.
I could see how it could make such a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's like really grounding ourselves in reality
Right.
instead of getting swept away by.
Those fear-driven fantasies
Yes,
that are
exactly.
often so much worse than what actually happens.
Yeah, totally. And that's where Scott, he really flips the script.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
He suggests that we can actually use the energy of fear to our advantage.
Yeah.
And it's because, like, fear and excitement, right? They
Yeah.
share similar physiological responses.
That racing
Yeah.
heart, those sweaty palms.
Those could be signs of excitement, not just terror.
Okay, wait. So are you telling me that my like
Yeah.
pre-presentation jitters could actually be
Yeah.
pre-presentation excitement?
Exactly. It's all about perspective
Whoa.
and the way we interpret those physical sensations.
Okay.
So Scott encourages us to experiment with this. Like,
Yeah.
next time you're feeling those familiar fear responses, try telling yourself, I'm excited.
Okay.
It might feel strange at first,
Yeah, I can imagine.
but you might be surprised by the shift in your energy.
I love that. It's like turning the volume down on the fear
Yeah.
and then cranking up the excitement. Like,
Right.
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's almost like a mental hack,
Yes.
right? Like, you're tricking your brain into feeling something different.
Totally. Yeah.
But it can actually work.
Okay, so building on that idea of taking action,
Yeah.
Scott really emphasizes the power of small steps.
Right.
Have you ever noticed how taking even a tiny step towards a goal can boost your confidence?
Absolutely. It's like that first domino falling.
Yeah.
And then it sets off this chain reaction of positive momentum.
So true.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get overwhelmed by the big picture, but breaking a goal down into smaller, manageable steps.
Exactly.
It just makes it feel so much less intimidating.
Yeah.
So much more approachable.
It does.
And then, you know, as you achieve those smaller milestones, your confidence grows and it creates this positive feedback loop.
Exactly.
That just like propels you forward.
Mm-hmm.
You start to see yourself as someone who can achieve things, who can overcome challenges.
You start believing in yourself more.
Yes.
Which is so important.
And then that increased confidence just like fuels you to take on the next challenge and the next until like suddenly you've accomplished something that you never thought possible.
It's like climbing a mountain, right?
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Totally.
You don't focus on the whole mountain. You just focus on the next step in front of you.
And then eventually you look back and you're like, whoa, how did I get up here?
Exactly. And you realize you're capable of so much more than you thought.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think really resonated with me in this chapter was Scott's emphasis on flexibility when dealing with uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about trying to like control every outcome,
right,
but rather developing a mindset that embraces change and welcomes the unexpected.
I mean, we all know.
Oh, we all know.
That life rarely goes according to plan.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Especially, I think, the past few years.
Oh, for sure. It's been a masterclass in uncertainty.
Yes, they've really been a masterclass.
Yeah.
And I think the key takeaway here, is that being adaptable.
Absolutely. It's essential for navigating those unpredictable waters.
Yes.
You know, it's about developing the ability to adjust. To pivot.
Yeah.
To find new paths when the old ones are blocked.
Yes. So true.
Yeah.
So instead of panicking when things don't go according to plan.
Right.
We should be asking ourselves, okay, what's the next best step?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
How can I adapt to this new situation?
It's about being resourceful and solution oriented.
Yes. Love it. And I think the more comfortable you become with that process of adapting, the less fearful you'll be of uncertainty in general.
Yeah, it becomes less of a threat and more of an opportunity for growth and learning.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
This is all making so much sense.
Oh, good.
It's like we're building a toolkit for
navigating
life's inevitable challenges.
Yeah.
And, you know, the final tool
that
Scott highlights is, I think, something that is so often overlooked.
Okay, what's that?
It's the power of self-trust.
Oh, yes.
He emphasizes how, like, believing in your ability to handle whatever comes your way can make a world of difference.
It's about tapping into that inner strength and resourcefulness that we all have.
But we forget about.
Right.
It's like remembering that we've faced challenges before.
Yeah.
And we've come through them.
Exactly. We've survived
100%
of our worst days so far.
Yeah.
So that means we can handle whatever comes next.
We have more experience and resilience than we often give ourselves credit for.
We do.
Wow. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
From acknowledging and accepting fear to focusing on the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging catastrophic thoughts.
Yeah.
Reframing fear as excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Taking small actions.
Right.
Embracing flexibility.
Yeah.
And trusting ourselves.
Yeah.
That's quite a toolkit.
It is.
It is. What's amazing is that Scott's approach.
Yeah.
It's so practical.
It is.
These aren't just vague concepts.
No.
They're actionable tools
that
we can start using today.
Yeah.
It's about shifting our mindset.
Absolutely.
And developing habits that will empower us to move forward with more confidence and clarity.
I agree.
It's about taking control of our fear and uncertainty
rather
than letting them control us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think for everyone listening, what's resonating with you the most? What's one thing you're going to try this week?
That's a great question.
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. As we were just talking about taking those small steps, I was reminded of a story that Scott shares in the book about a woman who was terrified of public speaking.
Oh, I remember that one.
She wanted to start her own business.
Yeah.
But the thought of giving presentations just filled her with dread.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
It is. Yeah. And she almost let that fear stop her from pursuing her dream.
Wow.
But then she remembered Scott's advice about breaking down goals into smaller steps.
Yeah.
So instead of focusing on giving like a big keynote speech, she started by just practicing her presentations in front of a mirror.
That's such a great starting point.
It is, because it allows you to get comfortable with the content, with your delivery, without the pressure of an audience.
Totally. It's like you're getting the jitters out, but in a safe space.
Yeah.
And as she got more comfortable speaking to her reflection, she started practicing in front of small groups of friends and family.
Right. Slowly increasing the audience size.
Yeah. And each step, even though it felt small, moved her closer to her goal.
Exactly. And I think that's so important to remember.
Yes.
That those small steps, they really do add up.
And eventually she was able to give those big presentations.
Yeah.
Without feeling paralyzed by fear.
It's amazing, right?
That's such a good example of the power of consistency and taking those small, deliberate actions.
Yeah.
So, Scott, he also talks about the importance of reframing setbacks. Oh, yeah, this is huge.
It is, as learning opportunities, because it's inevitable that we're going to encounter obstacles along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Life rarely goes exactly as planned.
Right.
That is a fact.
But the key is to not let those setbacks derail us.
Yeah.
Scott encourages us to view them as feedback.
Okay.
As valuable information that can help us course correct.
I like that. So instead of thinking, I failed, we can ask ourselves, what can I learn from this experience?
Exactly.
How can I adjust my approach moving forward?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's about shifting that perspective from failure to growth.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that even those quote unquote failures can often lead us to unexpected opportunities.
It's like that saying, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
I love that saying.
Me too.
It's so true. And those lessons often turn out to be more valuable than the wins themselves.
100%.
So another aspect that Scott explores in this chapter that I think is crucial is the power of building a support system.
Oh, yes. This is so important.
It is, because having that network of people who believe in you, encourage you, support you, can make such a difference when you're facing fear and uncertainty.
It really does. It's like having this team of cheerleaders in your corner, reminding you of your strengths and helping you stay focused when things get tough.
Exactly. And it's not just about receiving support.
Right.
It's about giving it. Too.
That's so true.
You know, healthy relationships, they're reciprocal.
Yeah.
So by offering support to others, we strengthen those bonds.
Absolutely.
And we reinforce our own sense of self-worth and resilience.
It's a reminder that we're not alone in this journey.
We're not.
We all need support.
We do.
And we all have something to offer.
Exactly.
And you know, that leads to another powerful message in this chapter.
Okay.
The importance of living with purpose.
Yes, Scott talks about purpose as being that guiding star, that thing that gives your actions meaning and helps you stay motivated when things get challenging.
And it doesn't have to be this grand sweeping vision, right? It can be something so much simpler, something that even evolves over time.
Exactly. And it's about getting clear on your values, on what truly matters to you.
Yes.
And then figuring out how you can use those values to guide your actions and decisions.
It's about taking the time to really connect with yourself.
Absolutely.
Understand what drives you and align your actions with your deepest desires.
That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
So that brings us to another important piece of this.
Okay.
The power of self-belief.
Yes. He talks about how believing in your ability to handle whatever comes your way is essential.
It is.
For navigating fear and uncertainty.
It's like having that unshakable confidence that you have the inner strength and the resilience to overcome any obstacle.
But that self-belief doesn't just appear overnight.
No, it's something we cultivate over time.
Right. Yeah. So how do we cultivate it?
Yeah.
Like, how do we build that self-belief?
Well, Scott offers some great strategies.
Okay.
One is to challenge those limiting beliefs.
You mean those voices in our heads that say,
Exactly.
I'm not good enough or I can't do this?
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
Those beliefs, they can be so powerful.
Oh, they are.
But they're often based on fear and past experiences that may no longer be relevant.
It's like we're carrying around all this baggage.
We are from the past. That's weighing us down.
Totally.
So how do we challenge those limiting beliefs?
Yeah, how do we rewrite those negative scripts?
Well, Scott suggests several strategies.
Okay.
One is to simply become aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
Start noticing those negative thoughts as they arise.
Okay.
Without judgment.
Yeah, just observe them.
Exactly, and then start questioning them.
Okay.
Ask yourself, is this belief really true? What evidence do I have to support it?
It's like holding those beliefs up to the light of reason.
It is.
Yeah.
And seeing if they can withstand scrutiny.
And often, when we examine them closely,
yeah,
we realize they're based on
fear.
Yeah, fear or assumptions.
Assumptions.
That may not even be accurate.
Exactly. So once you start to challenge
mm-hmm.
those limiting beliefs,
yeah,
you can begin to replace them
okay.
with more empowering ones.
I like that.
Right. Beliefs that actually support your
yeah.
growth
mm-hmm.
and help you move towards your goals.
Oh, really?
So another strategy Scott recommends
okay.
is to focus on your past successes.
Oh, I love this.
It's so easy to
caught up in our shortcomings.
Yeah. And yeah. forget about all the amazing things we've already accomplished.
Yes. Why do we do that?
It's a human thing.
Yeah.
We tend to focus on what we haven't done
right.
rather than celebrating what we have.
That's so true.
But Scott reminds us
mm-hmm.
that those past successes, they're proof that we are capable
Yay.
Of more than we often give ourselves credit for.
I need to write that down.
It's evidence of our strength, our resilience, our ability to achieve our goals.
Totally. So instead of dwelling on our failures,
mm-hmm.
we can take some time to reflect on
yeah.
those moments of triumph.
Yes.
Those times when we overcame challenges, achieved something we were proud of.
Exactly.
Or simply persevered through a difficult situation.
Right. And as you remember,
yeah.
those successes,
mm-hmm.
you start to build that foundation of self-belief.
Yes.
You remind yourself that you've done it before
mm.
and you can do it again.
So powerful.
It is. It's a powerful way to shift your mindset.
Yeah.
And create a more positive inner dialogue.
This is all so insightful.
It
feels like we're really starting to uncover the secrets to mastering fear and uncertainty.
I think we are.
But I have to admit, it can feel a bit overwhelming.
It can.
At times.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
That's a great question, and I hear you. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
But remember, it's a process.
Oh, yeah.
It's about taking those small steps,
mm-hmm.
experimenting with different strategies,
yeah.
finding what works for you.
Right. What works for me might not work for you, and that's okay.
Exactly.
And it's about being patient with ourselves.
Yes.
Along the way.
Absolutely.
We're not going to become masters
no.
of fear and uncertainty overnight.
It takes time and practice.
Totally.
But it's a journey,
yeah.
not a destination.
Yeah.
And it's a journey worth taking because
mm-hmm.
the rewards are immense.
Mm-hmm.
When we learn to manage our fear and embrace uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities.
It's like we're shedding those
yeah.
self-imposed limitations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And stepping into
yeah.
a more expansive, mm-hmm. more fulfilling version of ourselves.
I love that.
So Scott reminds us
Oaks.
That mastering fear and uncertainty isn't
yeah.
just about achieving some external goal. It's about
an internal transformation.
Exactly.
It's about becoming
yeah.
more resilient, more confident,
mm-hmm.
and more capable of living a life
yes.
that's truly aligned with our values
yeah.
and our dreams.
This has been
oh, it has.
Such a powerful conversation.
I feel like we've really unpacked some invaluable tools.
It have yeah. for navigating life's inevitable challenges.
And I think a key takeaway here is that mastering fear and uncertainty.
Yeah.
It's not about becoming some fearless superhero.
No.
It's about developing the skills and mindset
mm-hmm.
to navigate these challenges with grace, resilience, and a sense of purpose.
I love that.
It's about embracing the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Not as something to be feared,
yeah.
but as an opportunity
yeah.
for growth and adventure.
Absolutely.
And it's about trusting ourselves.
Yes.
Believing in our ability to handle whatever comes our way.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that we're never truly alone
we're not.
On this journey.
This has been so inspiring.
It has. I'm feeling so energized.
Me
too. I'm ready to put these insights into practice.
Absolutely.
What about you?
I am feeling incredibly motivated to keep exploring these ideas.
Yeah.
And keep challenging myself to step outside my comfort zone.
Yes.
That's where the real magic happens.
That's where we discover our true potential.
Exactly.
And create a life that is both meaningful and fulfilling.
I agree.
So for everyone listening,
yeah.
we encourage you to keep diving deep.
Yes.
Keep exploring
mm-hmm.
and keep growing.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back in a few minutes
okay.
to wrap up our exploration of this chapter and share some final thoughts.
Sounds good.
On how to keep moving forward with courage, purpose, and a whole lot of self-compassion.
I like you.
Stay with us. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. Exploring all these strategies.
Yeah, they're for mastering fear and uncertainty.
It really has. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we've been discussing fear and uncertainty, they're these constant companions, right?
Yeah.
Along the road of life.
Yeah.
They just show up whenever we push ourselves.
Yeah.
Whenever we try something new, reach for something bigger.
It's true. And I think one of the biggest takeaways from today is that, you know, it's not about erasing fear completely.
Right.
It's about learning to work with it.
Yeah.
To acknowledge it. Mm. And move forward despite it.
Yeah. It's like we're becoming more comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
We're realizing that those feelings of fear and uncertainty don't have to hold us back.
Right.
They can actually be signals that we're on the right track.
Exactly. Like you're heading in the right direction if you're feeling those things.
Exactly. And Stephen Scott gives us so many practical tools.
Right. He does.
For navigating those feelings. Mm. We've talked about reframing fear as excitement.
Mm.
Breaking down goals into smaller steps,
yeah.
Building a support system,
mm-hmm.
focusing on the present moment. But there's one more tool that I think is just essential.
Okay, I'm ready. What is it?
It's the power of self-compassion.
Oh, yes.
Because let's face it,
yeah.
Even with all the best tools and strategies, we're going to stumble sometime.
We are. We're human.
Where we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Experience setbacks. It's part of the process.
It is.
And it's so easy to fall into that trap, right?
Yeah.
Of self-criticism.
Yeah.
The inner voice starts saying, I should have known better.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough.
Right.
That inner critic just rears its ugly head.
It does.
And it can be so destructive.
Yeah, it really can be.
So that's where self-compassion comes in.
Absolutely.
It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer a close friend.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's going through a difficult time.
Exactly. You know, we're often much harder on ourselves than we would be on anyone else.
Totally.
But we need to extend that same grace and compassion to ourselves.
So instead of beating ourselves up, you know, we're offering ourselves a little grace.
Yes.
Encouragement.
A little pep talk.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? It's often in those moments, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Of struggle. Those moments when we feel like we've fallen short.
Yeah.
That we need self-compassion the most.
We do.
It's about recognizing, like, we're human.
Mm-hmm.
We're not perfect. It's okay to make mistakes.
Absolutely.
And making mistakes is an essential part of learning and growing.
It is. It's how we get better.
It's like, you know, when you're learning to ride a bike.
Yes.
You fall, you scrape your knees, you get back up, and you try again.
And eventually you're riding down the street with no hands.
Exactly.
Feeling the wind in your hair.
And you wonder why you were ever afraid in the first place.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's such a beautiful metaphor for life in general.
It is.
Like, there are going to be bumps in the road. There are going to be times when we fall.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can approach those challenges with self-compassion, with a willingness to learn and grow,
mm-hmm.
we can turn those setbacks into stepping stones.
That's so well said.
And, you know, this whole conversation about mastering fear and uncertainty has really highlighted for me that it's not just about achieving some external goal.
Boy.
It's about an internal transformation.
It's about becoming a better version of yourself.
Yes. It's about becoming a more confident, more resilient, and more compassionate version of ourselves.
Exactly. And that's a much more valuable goal.
It is. And that's a journey worth taking.
Absolutely.
And it's a journey that's available to all of us. No matter what challenges you're facing right now, remember, you have the power within you to overcome them.
You do.
You have the strength to face your fears, to navigate uncertainty, and to create a life that is filled with purpose, joy, and fulfillment.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
Yes.
Surround yourself with people who support you, who believe in you, and who inspire you to be your best self.
And we're here to support you too.
We are.
Keep diving deep. Keep exploring. Keep growing.
And until next time, keep those fears in check and embrace the uncertainty. That's where the real magic lies.
See you on the next Deep Dive.